This is World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Punk's not dead. So goes the refrain for the past 40 plus years. Turns out punk's just evolved. Take Sleaford Mods. The English duo featuring vocalist Jason Williamson and producer Andrew Fern are known for their minimalist production and biting lyrics about the state of British politics, working class people, capitalism, and pop culture. An in-your-face ethos that's not afraid to challenge the status quo, the duo has steadily risen over the last decade in stature. I caught up with Jason and Andrew to talk about their new album, UK Grim, a record they didn't realize was particularly angry until their manager told them. It went top five on the UK charts. Punk's not dead, indeed. Let's get into a performance of UK Grim. It's Sleaford Mods on World Cafe.
Who would believe we got par? It's silent times like a cliche, written non-stop. Full metal jackets get sprung, tanks are boiling a bag. They're gonna stop this drop-off. I'll be airing Vladimir's got his top off. He's got his top off, quick, reach for your bits. He's so fit, big banger. Number 10 can't give me that Bruce Banner. I've got crisis stamina, full marathon, four poop breaks. I can feel the from your crisis race, spray out my back, because in England, nobody can hear you scream, we're just lads. This is UK Grim, keep that desk area tidy, put it in the bin. This is UK Grim. This is UK Grim, keep that desk area tidy, put it in the bin. This is UK Grim. You're perceived contradictory, an hypocritical fact. There's no top five album when you're off the grid. All that, no, it to please you, mate. Liz Truss, conformity. The smooth streets in the business quarter with the white Range Rovers hum, they sound lovely. White shirts and lunch bellies, threesomes and wealth measles penetrate the cornflakes. I want it all like a crack forest gutter. I do drugs in my head so I can still go to bed as I pan the slabs of this dreamscape into eggs. This is UK Grim, keep that desk area tight down, put it in the bin. This is UK Grim. This is UK Grim, keep that desk area tight down, put it in the bin. This is UK Grim.
It's Sleaford Mods with performance of UK Grim, the title track to their new studio album, the follow-up to 2021's Spare Ribs. Andrew Fern and Jason Williamson are Sleaford Mods, and they are my guest today. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Jason, Andrew, thanks so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So UK Grim, it's all right there in the title. You know, there's never a shortage of material when it comes to what's ailing England. What was at the top of your mind when you started work on UK Grim?
Nothing really. Just we didn't really set out to write another album. We just started writing songs, you know, two or three at a time. Do you know what I mean? And then after a while, you know, we agreed that we needed to do another album. So then we started to think about it like that. But that's it, really. There was lots of things lyrically on my mind. Politics and the state of the country, politically speaking, was just one of them. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. Did the pandemic bring anything to the forefront for you that you wanted to write about on this record?
Yeah, just the way it pitted people against each other with the various culture wars, with the various, you know, with the massive resurgence of conspiracy theorists and how people were duped into believing a lot of it and still do, you know.
Yeah. And for you, Andrew, did the pandemic make any effect on some of the music and how you wanted it to sound?
No, it kind of helped really because I just have more time to make music.
That makes sense. A few of the interviews that you've done and reviews have pointed this out, that the record is filled with humor, but it's also quite angry, and maybe angrier than what people might expect from one of your records, which is kind of saying something. Can you talk a little bit about why that sort of was more present on this album?
Just got a bit cheesed off with everything, you know what I mean? More so than usual? I don't know. I didn't think so. It didn't occur to me that this album might be angrier than anything else until our manager turned around and said that it was really, really angry. So I don't know if this is a sign of just getting older. You just get cheesed off with everything at a more accelerated rate. Do you know what I mean? You know, as we find that we get bigger, there's a lot of negativity thrown at us from people that are observing it from you know, a smaller situation. And what I mean by that is, you know, bands at a lower level, you know what I mean? And, you know, generally people that are connected to the entertainment game or writing game, whatever, you know. So that was played into it. The post-pandemic energy played into it. You know, all of these things, you know, we were allowed back out again and there was this massive arena of pent-up energy from everybody, really. And I think some of that's in there, do you know what I mean?
This is the World Cafe. We're hanging out with Andrew and Jason of Sleaford Mods. Their new album is called UK Grimm. So Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction appear on the track So Trendy, which at first glance, I wasn't sure how that was going to work out, but it's rad. How did you get those guys involved in the song?
Well, Perry got in touch and asked us if we'd like to collaborate, you know, and we said, yeah. We thought it would be an interesting project, you know what I mean? You know, it went from there really. And halfway through, you know, the working of the track, it took about 3 months. I think it's a really interesting track. It's quite bright and not something that perhaps we'd normally venture into, but I think that's important to do these things, you know. Perry's vocal is completely, you know, faultless. It's brilliant. It's classic Perry Farrell, I think. Do you know what I mean? Jane's Addiction. Yeah, we're really happy with it, you know.
Yeah. I want to get to Perry's vocals on the track in just a second, but I am curious where the brainstorming for the subject matter on So Trendy originated from. Was that an idea that you had in your head, Jason, or is that something that, you know, Perry brought to it?
A lot of it was just random words that I just kept singing along to the melody that I had for it. But I quite like the stuff like face ID, access codes. You know, there's definitely something to be said about the continuous daily practice of having to put in passwords and facial recognition to get into the various communication portals that we use on our phones, you know. So that kind of interested me.
Well, let's take a listen to it. Here is So Trendy, featuring Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction at Sleaford Mods here on World Cafe.
So trendy! So trendy! You get saved and you want to stick to it. Hey, it's back and bicep day. Check out all my squiggly veins. Got a 57 screenshots in 1 hour, just in case. They know me. Think I wear a mushroom.
Sleaford Mods, recorded live for World Cafe, featuring Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction. It's so trendy. And it's on their latest album, UK Grimm. You're listening to World Cafe. Jason and Andrew from the group are here. Andrew, I am constantly in awe of the minimalism and audio production. It continues to pave its own path, really sort of not like mindful of what's going on in contemporary pop music production. When you are working on a Sleaford Mods album, like, where do you find your inspiration? Do you find you have to kind of block off what else is going on out there?
Yeah, it's like a tool shed. I just go in there and start making stuff, you know. It's literally what you just said. Yeah, I kind of shut the rest of the world out. And, you know, I mean, I watch a lot of TV and stuff. I suppose stuff filters in somewhere, but the idea is to be inspired, isn't it? Not to copy or to steal things. It's supposed to,
sure.
You know what I mean? You're supposed to be inspired by what some other people are doing. And turn that to your own abilities, you know. Which, you know, I'm always confident that if I try and do like a Lalo Schifrin style track, it'll come out like me anyway. So, you know, no one will even notice it sounds like Lalo Schifrin, so it won't matter.
Yeah. I saw an interview where you talked about your recording style, and it is a process that is quote unquote calm, almost forgetful, dismissive. I talk to so many musicians who look at the studio experience as something that is stressful, particularly when they're going to someone else's room and they got to get the songs like dialed in. What helps you guys keep it light, keep it even keel?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose those comments come from live bands, you know, who have a relationship when they play live together, you know, particularly the drums and the bass, you know. So it's kind of frustrating for bands, I guess, recording. Unless they record live in a studio, then
yeah,
it's a lot easier for them. But, you know, I mean, we're already in the studio. It's already, you know what I'm saying? It's already quite a strange sort of process that the music, we're not sitting at a piano and like,
yeah,
not Elton John.
Don't panic. Do you know what I mean?
Just that's like, true, yeah.
Don't panic. Let the song grow with it at its own pace. Once you've got the foundation for the song, then it's really important to kind of keep watering it at very, you know, limited intervals, and don't drown it. You know what I mean? Just let it go, and if it grows into something, it will. And we've got a silent understanding between us that's, you know, we don't take it easy by any stretch of the imagination, but we are. You know, there's something to be said about just being relaxed about it. Yet you can stress about it in your head, and I do when it comes to albums. You do stress a little bit, but, you know, generally speaking, we don't panic.
We're here with Sleaford Mods here on World Cafe. Their new album is called UK Grimm. The phrase DIY, or do it yourself, has always struck me as such an easy phrase for a creative. Like, here's my calling card of integrity. I'm DIY. But you have a really inventive way of kind of pulling at those strings and maybe inauthenticity on DIY. That's D-I-W-H-Y. What sort of piqued your interest in covering that kind of subject matter?
Just the naivety of the people that attack you. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's basically my doing. I mean, I'm always opening my mouth, and sometimes I'm aware that these things might be ridiculous, might be pompous, might be wrong, you know what I mean? But what goes around comes around, you know. We're no longer this small band, and, like, things change. You change, you know. And it's just my reaction to that, I guess. There's no winners and losers in it because you can't, as I've said, what goes around comes around. It's like you can't help it. You can't help but become a contradiction. You know, sometimes that's just life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So a lot of it's jealousy as well. And, you know, again, the song, you know, discusses both sides, I'd like to think. It's not just me having a go and my opinion's final, because it's not. As we get bigger, it will get worse, I would imagine. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. But when I was listening to that song, actually what I was thinking, what resonated with me, and maybe you probably know the LCD Sound System song, Losing My Edge, where it's like, all of you have sold your guitars and bought keyboards. And then, you know, what goes around comes around. You've sold your keyboards and bought guitars. But thinking about your trajectory, like, you've evolved over the years, but I would never envision you as, you know, cred chasers or anything like that. It feels like you've had a pretty honest evolution as a band over the last, you know, 10, 15 years.
But this is what people don't like about us. It's like we haven't compromised at all. It's like, and we're still very original and inventive. And also we're older. And also we're the kind of people that these people would have just ignored within that grassroots scene, because they did. They didn't take us seriously, and they thought they were going to be the ones that were going to be elevated to this situation myself and Andrew now find ourselves in, but that didn't work out for them, you know, and there's all that energy in there, you know.
We're hanging out with Sleaford Mods here on World Cafe. Let's listen to DIY from their latest album, UK Grimm, here on World Cafe.
Yeah, so many reasons why. So many reasons why. So many reasons why. I say death to your DIY. Yeah, I just seen over there next to the nativity play you got going on. The three wise men bringing nonsense, tinsel and dirt. You with your book on unknown singers covered in blood. Oh, it suits you, sir. Why is talking to me like I'm seven on the menu? Yourself and your venue. Cup's too big, but that's alright, cause I don't wanna burn my hands. As he orders sausages, I will stop shouting at the misery block. Like me, just down and chip off the old block. Butcher's death, prisoner cell block H. You need to get 8 steaks out of that one piece, mate.
That's DIY from Sleaford Mods on their latest album, UK Grimm. Andrew and Jason from the group are here on World Cafe. My name is Kaleo. You're in between Coachella performances right now. Curious about how the road's been treating you. These major festivals can be like a weird intersection where art meets commercialism in a massive way, and sometimes unhealthy. How do you navigate playing a space like that?
If we're playing the same root tent again, which I assume we are, we felt like we were in some kind of more alternative tent. You know, like there was like one of the main stages that we kept going past on a buggy. And like, you know, again, no offense, but it was just mindless rubbish that they were putting on.
No, it was terrible.
You know what I mean? It was just like...
Like, the headliners were... Bjork was interesting.
Bjork, yeah, that wasn't that stage there, was it?
No.
But I mean, this one stage was just like...
It was like, what are you
just
doing?
Just kid bands, you know what I mean? Which, yeah. Like, part of it is like, fair enough, you know, kids, yeah. Kids need representing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So when you're playing a gig like that, like, you're going to have people that are there because they want to see you. Do you even care about the idea of conversion, making new fans out of it? Or is it like, hey, if you stumble by?
Of course we do, yeah.
But at the same time, we can't, you know, like you say, selling out, we can't go and do something
terrible,
totally different, you know. I mean, it's a little bit like that when we do, say, Trendy during the set. There's definitely, people like it, but there's definitely a bit of a,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I mean, you can push the envelope, but you have to be careful.
So when you're playing for U.S. audiences, you know, they don't necessarily know the ins and outs of politics in England. They may not know what number 10 means or Liz Truss or any of that stuff. Is there a key? Is there something like, what's the key to getting them to connect to the music? Or is it just, you know, if this intrigues you enough, you'll get on Google and find out what some of these lyrics might mean. What's your sort of attitude on it?
I mean, that's happened since the start, you know, touring Europe, you know, people just don't understand what Jason's saying, but they connect with the music, with the tone of his aggression. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people speak a bit of English, so they could probably pick some of it out, you know. I think lyrics are a very phonetical thing. You know, it's almost obviously words are important, but if the words fit with the song phonetically quite well,
doesn't matter.
You know, it makes the song work, doesn't it? You know,
I think just having good hooks, just a good aesthetic, and I think we've got that as well. You know, I don't think it's any different to listening to East Coast rap from back in the day, or any kind of rap music now, you know, from areas where, you know, you're thousands of miles away from, and cultures that are completely different to yours. I don't think it's any different to that, really. But all of these things have got hooks. They're laboured. People understand the idea of the formula, which I think we do as well, you know.
This is a strange thought that occurred to me midway through UK Grimm, and that was this. I wonder what the group would sound like if some of the longstanding issues in England were addressed. But then I laughed because these systemic problems aren't going away, maybe ever. And I was like, man, that seems like it can be really oppressive to fight against that kind of hypocrisy or fascism, whatever the word you choose. What keeps you motivated? Like, what keeps it to not feel like you're hitting your head against a wall and going, no, I need to do this for my sanity, for other people to hear this message?
I think there's beauty in repetition, and a beauty in not worrying about appearing to have not largely moved on from what you do, you know. And that goes in within the music, in the way you dress, and also lyrics, you know. Because I think that's the appropriate speed in which you should conduct creativity, I think. So that applies to the current sociological landscape, without a doubt, you know. And you're right, I don't think it will ever change. But not to be afraid to stick to your guns is important, I think.
Yeah. We're talking with Sleaford Mods here on World Cafe. Their new album is UK Grimm. Florence Shaw of Dry Cleaning joins on the song Force 10 from Navarone. I want to know a little bit about how she got involved in the track, because it sounds so good and not necessarily, once again, what I expected.
They supported us in 2021 on the UK tour, and like, big fans, you know what I mean? Really like what they do. And it became quite clear that she would sound really good on it when Andrew sent the music through, and I started to work on that song. And the rest is history, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Force 10 from Navarone is the title of a movie for those old school movie fans, the sequel to Guns of Navarone. Can you unpack a little bit of what the song is about?
It's kind of like deals with, you know, feeling content and feeling stable, and then the anxiety that can sometimes come from that, of not wanting things to go bad again, you know. And it also loosely deals with, you know, this constant feeling that people aren't going to do anything apart from moan about the political situation in England, you know, rather than rise up and start doing things that could potentially land them in trouble, which people just aren't going to do. It's not realistic. So it kind of tries to discuss that as well, I think.
Let's take a listen to it. Recorded live for World Cafe. It's Force 10 from Navarone. It's Sleaford Mods on World Cafe.
With the smash of a wall indeed, I'm going on a bat in the morning to me. I'm losing in the end and I've gone too far. Force 10 from Navarone, it's a shot fired dart, cause we never aimed it in the box of isolation. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not drink, and I don't smoke. Jason, why does the darkness alone? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't smoke.
Mum can't reach, and then a pause. You look different, a large green blob. Allergic to your own things. Get married and go on safari. Viral Batman video, you f***ing moron. Why don't you phone up, spine bend, leg sink, scooter club-ish smell. That's my roadkill hat, don't touch it.
Jason, white as the darkness alone. Cross-sectioned, it's not smell drink, and I don't mean smoke. Jason, white as the darkness alone. Cross-sectioned, it's not drink, and I don't smoke. Instinct is all, it's the meat to our bones. So hang on to the cable, cough or strain from Navarone. Freeze if you pulse, keep the gun around your neck. Force 10 from a contrary that still believes it's not dead. But it is, it's fucking dead. It's dead. Yeah. Jason, why does the darkness alone? Cross section, it's not drink, and I don't fucking smell. Jason, why does the darkness elope? Cross-sectioned, it's not drink, and I don't f***ing smoke. Bet you never fought it. Force 10 from Navarone. Bet you never used it. We only seem to use what we are told we own.
Recorded live, that is Force 10 from Navarone, from our guest Sleaford Mods. It's from their new album, UK Grim, which is available now. I want to thank both Andrew and Jason for being here. Guys, it was a pleasure to speak. Congratulations on the top three album and also all of the gigs in the US tour. Best of luck. We hope to talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Take care.
All right. Cheers. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.